Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Monday, the 9th of January of 2021. I am your host, the Miracle Man, and it's great to be with you. Wherever you may be tuning in, however you may be tuning in to the program, it's such a blessing that you're with us wherever and however you may have found us. And I pray that you would be blessed today, of course. I hope that the new year is off to a great start for you. That is honestly my hope and prayer, is that it's been a nice start for you. In case you might not know, we are, in fact, folks, in the last of the last days. The Bible has predicted certain things that will happen, and we are seeing these things happen. You say, Miracle Man, how do you feel about that? Well, the Bible predicted those things, and they're coming. Whether you think so or not, they're coming. And there are things that who knows why they're not happening yet. All these nations that are lined up, that are going to be lined up for Armageddon, they're lined up. And so all it takes is someone pushing the wrong button. Now, my church, my pastor did his, the annual question and answer night last night. Many people asked very good questions, including myself. I asked a good one. And Thursday night, my pastor did his I Predict. And he did a webinar this weekend, too. And in it, he already mentioned was seven threats to the world and to America. One of them is Marxism. And Marxism is very dangerous. It's from the left. And it's not about Republican versus Democrat. Is not what I'm referring to. But there are ideologies behind this whole Marxism thing, behind the Great Reset, that are not good. They're not biblical. And this whole woke and the race culture stuff, you got to be on the lookout for it. And this sexual perversion of our children, certain schools, they are teaching things now that 20 years ago would have been completely illegal, could have got you in prison for doing those things to minors. And now they're teaching kids about it like it's fine. I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. It's not like I know all the details and all that kind of stuff, and it'd be so pathetic. But the antidote is Jesus for all of this. And for the church, for God's people, for those people who keep their nose in the Word of God, it's going to be a great year. I have every reason to believe that. And and it's important that you find yourself in the house of God this year. Because which the house of God is important for God's people. It really is. So I would be found there if I was you. Not just screaming, you know, watching it in your pajamas, eating your popcorn, even movie theater popcorn, and nothing against movie theater popcorn at all. They make some good popcorn. But it's much better for you to be in the house of God than what it is for you to just be screaming a service where you might not get so much out of it like you will if you're in the house of God in person. And so think of it what you want to. And so just think of it what you want. And it's just all I dream about.
Real fire chicken. And soy sauce, that isn't fake.
Because I do not like fake soy sauce that's low anything. I don't want it. I don't want it in my cupboard. I don't want it to say reduced anything. If it does, I throw it out. Because it's probably not tasty. And do I like skimpy portions? No. Hashtag foodie dreams, of course. Favorite states in America for me? Southern. Most all of them. You know what? And is part of it food related? Yes. Mississippi, Alabama, Tennessee, Georgia, South Carolina, Texas. Have I been to Mississippi? Nope. But, you know, you say, Are you one of those people that sometimes dreams about food? Yes, I am. What food do you honestly dream about, Victoria? Or do you not?
I like the beignets from down south.
The beignets?
Yep.
I had some before, like over a year ago. Those were delicious. Isn't there a place in Frankenmuth that has them?
Possibly.
I thought there was, but for whatever reason, they want more money for them than what New Orleans does. Why would that be?
I got them when I was down in Disney, so they were Mickey Mouse shaped.
But why would Frankenmuth want more for them than New Orleans?
What's it called? Just trying to be fancy, I guess.
Because did they use the real Louisiana recipe or did they fake it?
That's a good question.
And by fake it, I mean like, you know, the breading crumbled and all that kind of stuff. Because and furthermore, there's no good reason why we can't just go back to use them lard, like straight lard, like what we would they would have used in like the 80s, because some of the stuff now I think is worse. Hashtag just saying. That's all. But one gripe my pastor has given from the pulpit, and I kind of agree with him on this, but why are the buns often so much bigger than the hot dog itself? He doesn't get that. And guess what? Neither do I. Neither do I. I don't either. So, just kind of saying right now, kind of works. I'm a man. But, and then, of course, we're going to get into the word in a little bit, and we'll sing first, and then after we do the word and stuff, we have sports to get through, including my thoughts on this year in the world of Detroit Lions football. And yes, I do have some positive thoughts on that. And because overall, I do feel like it was a good season, but I'm not going to spoil it because I want you to wait till the end of the program so I can kind of, you know, discuss how I feel about how it went for them. Because I was going through on Click on Detroit and there were multiple different articles that I have seen and what they thought about it. But you have to wait till near the end of the program in order to get my take on it. And because of someone who wants to be a sportscaster, I think it's important that I, you know, have an opinion on it and share what it is. And if I were to give it away, you know, it would be positive. It would be that, yes, my view of how they did this year is very much positive. When you look at how they beat in the last in 8 of their last 10 games. But for now, that's the last I'm going to say. Zip! I mean about that. So, I have a pun for you. I don't know the other one, but the old one was, why didn't Waldo go to the gym? He didn't go to the gym because there was no one there to spot him. No one was there for Waldo to spot him. Because what is it, Victoria, that generally if you're lifting extremely heavy weight, you're supposed to have a spotter there to help you?
Yeah, usually always have a spotter.
Who's, what's that supposed to be? Not exactly a chaperone, but just someone right kind of by, like if someone were to fall on you or something, is that what that's about?
Yeah, like your backup, so if you can't lift the weight before it crushes you, he can help you get it up.
Like it's not supposed to, it doesn't necessarily specifically mean like a straight up chaperone.
No.
But more or less,
like a helping, like an asset, I guess, would be more.
Like kind of stand back a little bit.
Yeah.
Because rather than be in front of you, he's supposed to be behind you.
Right.
Well, like a true chaperone will go more or less in front of you.
Right, yeah. Spotter's more like a person on the bench. Just waiting to call him out.
So he's not chaperoning by any means.
No.
So, like, because I almost said the chaperone word, and he's like, and it's like in this case, it's kind of anything but.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of anything but a chaperone, really.
Right.
But anyhow, it's the pun board from the Planet Fitness here in Michigan where I live. And I have a truth behind the pun board. One of the employees had told me that they came up with the idea this past summer because they thought that would be cool, you know, to kind of have jokes, you know, for us members there in the Planet Fitness. So they started putting a pun of the week on it. And so it's pretty, I think it's a pretty cool thing that they've been doing. I don't know if other planets are doing this or not. I went to one in Bay City. They did not do it at that location. Who knows? Maybe it'll become a national thing. And maybe they can just copy it and send it to other planets. And they just put up their pun board. And then I was in the big mall in the Detroit area recently by my parents' house. And they, at the calendar store there, they had a pun calendar with like 200 and some puns on it. What happened was my mom was looking for a certain kind of calendar. Almost overlooked it. And then I asked her about it yesterday, and she was like, oh, you want one? And I'm like, oh, yeah, because I think those puns are cool. And I say something funny sometimes, like once a week or somewhere, maybe twice a week. When I'm going in there, I'll literally be saying to myself, well, that pun board, I'll literally be saying, maybe they've got a new one. Literally. Because there's been a couple different weeks where a couple days later there was a brand new pun. right there on that pun board waiting for us. And waiting for us to read it. I remember the very first pun we saw had to do with a nose not being 12 inches because then it would become a foot. And then the one after that was weekdays are weekdays. Weekends are strong days. That was kind of more or less us. I don't know why they didn't use one like that since then, because I think it's punny and funny. But, so that was my pun of the day. Pun of the week, actually, for you. Because generally what will happen is they'll put a new pun up once a week or so. And so that basically determines when I have the pun of the week for you guys. And what it is. But then, real quick now, I want to remind you of a couple of quick things. The first thing I want to remind you of is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life and how great God has been and what he has brought me through over the years. It's just been wonderful to watch him work on my behalf. And just the transformation that's happened over the years. As I was born with my jaw where my ear should have been. Had over 40 surgeries. And God has helped me through all of it. God's been there for me. Even when I was real little, for so much of that, God was there. And I had a praying mom, a mom that was faithful to God, a pastor who believed. And God was there. And it's in the book, Rivers of Miracles. And you can go online to the website, riversofmiracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. That is R-I-V-E-R-S of miracles.com, to find out information about the book, Rivers of Miracles. And then, and you can tell others about the book and how they can be a part. I mean, how they can get the book in their hand so that they can read it. And I'm believing God for more people to read the book. And for more people to learn about this Jesus whom I serve. And then there's another thing about that I want to tell you about. That is about PayPal and sowing the seed. Now, prayerfully, you belong to a church. and prayerfully, I surely hope that you're a tither and a giver to your local church. I pray to God you are. And there's something about this, about that I want to say. And what that is when you sow your seed. I mean, now, you can also sow seed into the Miracle Man program in order to bless us, to help us keep going, to reach more and more people. I'm believing God to reach more and more and more and more people through means of this program. I'm believing God for that. And I am not doing this program by accident. It is by no accident at all that I'm here bringing you this word, coming to you on this Blog Talk Radio 3 times a week. It's no mistake that I do this at all. Do I enjoy doing it? Yes, I do. Am I believing God for more and more and more listeners to tune in and to be a part? Yeah, I am. And it's been great to watch God use this program over the last 5.5 years. It's been now 5.5 years. It'll be officially on January 25th of 2023. It will officially be 5.5 years that this program has been going online, reaching these people, even from humble beginnings. And, of course, it always starts small. And then grows. And how you can sow your seed. You may wonder, how do I sow the seed? Well, you can sow your seed into the Miracle Man program by going online to paypal.com. In the search bar, type in upfront entertain. In the search bar, type in Rivers Shukla. Rivers Shukla. That's my name. R-Y-V, as in Victor. E-R-S. Last name, Shukla. S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind, there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. The other thing that's related to that I want to remind you about, the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of these are capitalized. So please, if you would, kindly make a note of that, because it'll really help you if you do. That way your seed can go to where we want it to go. Amen. And so I'm going to sing a couple songs. A blessed assurance, glory divine. Oh, what a foretaste sense of beauty, perfect of love, washed in his goodness, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect of love, I am my Savior, and happy and blessed, watching and waiting. I'm washed in his goodness, washed in his blood. This is my story. This is my song. My Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story. This is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Walking around these walls, I thought that by now they'd fall. For you have never failed me yet. Waiting for change to come, knowing the battle's won, for you have never failed me yet. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. I know the night won't last. Your word will come to pass. My heart will sing your praise again. Jesus, you're still enough. Keep me within your love. My heart will sing your praise again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. I've seen you move. You move the mountains. And I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe I'll see you do it again. I'll see you move. You move the mountains, and I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way when there was no way, and I believe I'll see you do it again. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. Your promise still stands. This is my confidence. You've never failed. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness. Your faithfulness. Still in your hands. This is my confidence. You've never failed me yet. Never failed me yet. The one who made the blind to see is moving here in front of me, moving here in front of me. The one who made the deaf to hear is silencing my every fear, silencing my every fear. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh, the one who does impossible is reaching out to make me whole, reaching out to make me whole. The one who puts His life is flowing through my veins. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. The God who was and is to come. The power of the risen one. You're the God who brings the dead to life. You're the God of miracles. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. I believe in you. I believe in you. You're the God of miracles. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master, that you are here with us. You are the God of miracles. You are the God of miracles. Thank you, Master, for that. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing in our midst. For what you have done, what you're about to do, what you've already done. Your hand is on our life. It's great to serve you. It's great to worship you. And to know that you are the God of miracles. Working miracles in our lives, doing miracles in our lives, in our finances, in our families, wherever we're looking for you to move. And I just know you're moving mightily right now on our behalf, making a way right now where it seems like there's no way. And you're making a way for me. Thank you, Master, for that. And I know that you're just making a way when it seems like there is no way. But you're doing it for us. You're doing it for us right here, right now. And I make my confession over this program tonight. That sponsors and partners come into this program, that finances come into this program, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly, Lord, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen and amen and amen. Go with me, if you would, please, to the book of Galatians, chapter 5. Praise God, Galatians 5. Going to teach tonight, freedom in Christ. That's what I'm going to teach on tonight, freedom in Christ. Thank you, Master. Galatians 5, going to begin with verse number 1. And if you're not there, go ahead and catch up and just be a part. Don't just sit there and be a spectator. Okay? Verse 1. It is for freedom that God has set us free. Stand firm, then, and do not let yourselves be burdened again by a yoke of slavery. Mark my words. I, Paul, tell you that if you let yourselves be circumcised, Christ will be of no value to you at all. After I declare to every man who lets himself be circumcised that he is obligated to obey the whole law. You who are trying to be justified by law, have been alienated from Christ. You have fallen away from grace. But by faith, we eagerly await through the Spirit the righteousness of which we hope. And in Christ, for in Christ Jesus, neither circumcised nor uncircumcised, uncircumcision has any value. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. You were running a good race. Who cut in on you and kept you from obeying the truth? The kind of persuasion does not come from the one who calls you. Little yeast works through the whole batch of dough. Or as we say this, a little leaven leaveneth the whole lump, the whole loaf. I am confident in the Lord that you will take no other view. The one who is throwing you into confusion will pay the penalty, whoever he may be. Brothers, if I am still preaching circumcision, why am I still being persecuted? In that case, the offense of the cross has been abolished. As for those agitators, I wish that they would go the whole way and emasculate themselves. You, my brothers, were called to be free, but do not use your freedom to indulge the sinful nature. Rather, serve one another in love. The entire law is summed up in a single command. Love your neighbor as yourself. If you keep on biting and devouring each other, watch out, or you will be destroyed by each other. So I say, live by the Spirit. By the way, verse 16, this next passage. So I say, live by the Spirit. By the way, I'm still in Galatians 5, 16. So I say, live by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the sinful nature. For the sinful nature desires what is contrary to the Spirit of God. Uh-oh. Better watch out. Desires what is contrary to the Spirit. And the Spirit desires what is contrary to the sinful nature. Yes. Yes to the Spirit of God, that is. They are in conflict with each other, so that you do not do what you want. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. The acts of the sinful nature are obvious. Sexual immorality, impurity, and debauchery, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, discord, jealousy, fits of rage, selfish ambition, dissensions, factions, and envy, drunkenness, orgies, and the like. I warn you, as I did before, that those who live like this will not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. I read that slow on purpose, listeners, because I wanted you to be able to get these nine fruit of the Spirit in your mind. That's why I said them slow. At some point tonight, I'm going to read them to you again. Against such things, there is no law. Those who belong to Christ Jesus have crucified the sinful nature with its passions and desires. Since we live by the Spirit, let us keep in step with the Spirit. Let us not become conceited, provoking, and envying each other. So, what you see here is we've been given freedom by God. Freedom through Christ. Now, you say, Miracle Man, what do you mean? Well, we read tonight about Jesus came, and part of what he came for was so that we could be free from the sinful nature. Free from the sinful nature. Every one of us has a sinful nature. Every one of us. Yeah, but I was brought up in a godly Christian home from birth. Well, truth is, everyone has fallen short of the glory of God. Every one of us, somewhere in there, has a sinful nature. Somewhere in there, that could rise up. And we have to tell it, no, you don't rule over me. I've been bought by Jesus. I've been freed by Jesus. I'm free. Not a slave to sin. Not a slave to sin. Not a slave to, you know, these certain things. But I'm not a slave. I'm free. Freedom to be a Christian. Freedom to be what God's called you to be. Now, these play churches, these user-friendly churches, I heard one pastor call them the donut churches. I love donuts myself, but I'll call them the wannabe churches. But these wannabe churches that don't necessarily believe the real Bible, the whole Bible in its entirety, by their teachings, they're basically teaching, though they might not say it, they're basically teaching that you're free to sin, free to go sin, freedom to go drink, freedom to go, you know, lust, freedom to go practice sexual immorality, freedom to go all of these things that are contrary to God. The spirit and the flesh are contrary to each other. They are contrary to each other. The spirit does not want to do what the flesh wants to do. The flesh does not want to do what the spirit wants to do. That sinful nature does not want to do what the spirit wants to do. And vice versa. I'll tell you what Roy Hicks said. There are two beings within my chest. One being is cursed. The other is blessed. One I love. One I hate. But the one I feed will dominate. Two beings to my chest. And, you know, there's that sinful nature, and then there's the spirit. There's that godly nature. Which one are you feeding? And so every one of us has to examine ourselves, look at ourselves, and go, okay, how am I doing on this? Am I walking in love? Or do I want to get even? Am I patient? And by patient, I don't just mean at a traffic light. I mean, like, in your life, are you patient? Or are you always looking to get even? Do you have self-control? Or not? Are you gentle? Are you kind? Or do you always want to tell somebody off and be rude? Are you, yeah, love, joy, peace? Do you walk in peace? Or do you always want to give that person next to you a piece of their mind? Whether it be your family or someone else. That's why you got to have the fruit of the Spirit working in you. And we are free through Jesus to live that way. And he warns about people who practice certain things that will not inherit the kingdom of God. And when the Bible says that, when I read in verses that people who practice these certain things are not going to inherit the kingdom of God, You know what that means? That means if they're doing that, they're not inheriting the kingdom of God. Unless they repent before God and mean it and don't go back to doing that stuff. But they won't be able to just go around doing what they were doing, keep doing that terrible sin that they were doing. And by the way, a little leaven is the whole lump. Paul and Jesus both said it. A little leaven is the whole lump. Yeah, but it's just a little booze. It's just a cigarette. I only smoke like 2 cigarettes a week. Oh! Really? Yeah, but the Bible doesn't say anything specifically about the word cigarette. Or marijuana, or these other certain things you could make. Oh, well, when you're seen, smoking these things, vaping these things, you're ruining your witness. You're ruining your witness. That's what's wrong with it. And now I haven't seen a verse in there about Marlboro. And I think, no, I don't know what a Marlboro, I've only heard of Marlboro. I've never smoked a cigarette in my life. Same thing with Salem's. Same thing with Salem's or any other brands. But when he's talking about Salem, he's talking about a city, not smokes. But when you smoke that stuff, and the thing with that is you're ruining your witness. That's why as Christians we shouldn't be doing that. So I pray I'm helping you tonight, listeners. I really pray I'm helping you. Because I'm talking about this freedom that we have in God. It's freedom to be what God has called us to be. It's not the kind of freedom where it's like, oh, I'm free to sin. I'm free to just go do whatever I want and wallow in the flesh. Oh. And think that all that stuff's going to help you. But you turn to the Word of God, it'll show you. And one of the things it warned about was idolatry. And if you were following along with me earlier when I was reading the Word of God in Galatians, that was one of the things in there that it said, you know, those who practice such things will not inherit the kingdom of God. So what is idolatry? Having something in front of God that's beyond what you have in God, in your God. Expound, Miracle. Some of you might say, expound. This idolatry thing means you love this certain thing, whatever it might be. You love that more than God. Whatever it might be, whether it be your wife, your husband, your children, your dog, your cat, your vehicle, a sports team, a hobby, or something else. Anything you love more than you do God. And it's more important to you than God. It's an idol in your life. It's an idol. And God does not like idolatry. At all. And so, I'm not going to sit here and meddle on your business. I'm just trying to help you. Because I love you. And but the truth is, you know, Jesus died on the cross so we could be free from the sin. Not free to go do it, but freedom from it. And he made it so that we could ask him for forgiveness of our sins. So we could have our sin remitted. Forgotten. That when we ask him to forgive it, forgive our sins, he is just and is able to forgive us. And he will forgive us. And I'm grateful for that. And so I plan to be led by the Spirit, God, of God, not controlled by, you know, the flesh, and other desires, and all this other stuff that's not eternal. And so I pray I helped you tonight. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word tonight. I pray that we will take it to heart, that we will evaluate ourselves and look at ourselves and see, are we living by the flesh? Are we living by the Spirit? Are we walking in you with that freedom that you've given us? Or not? And I pray, Lord God, that you would help us to examine ourselves and take a good look at ourselves as we just look and as we try to, and as we serve you the best we know how. I thank you, Lord, for that in Jesus' matchless name, and that we would all, and that we would be doers of your word and not just hearers. And I thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen. Now, in terms of sports, the regular season of the NFL is now complete. The regular season, I should say. The postseason is coming. NFC. You have the Eagles up top. As the 2 seed, you have the Vikings. As the 3 seed, you have the 49ers. As the 4 seed, you have the Buccaneers with, yeah, Tom Brady and the Bucs. Number 5, you have Dallas. Number 6, you have the Giants. Number 7, you have Seattle Seahawks. Seattle, they beat the Rams in Seattle. 2 things needed to happen in order for the Lions to win, I mean, to make the playoffs. We'll talk about the negative first. And that is, one of the 2 things that needed to happen was that the Rams needed to beat the Seahawks. Seattle had been in a slide, but apparently not enough of a slide, as the Seahawks beat the Rams in overtime, 34-31, with Mayfield at quarterback for the Rams. And Stafford had said last week that he would do anything he could to make sure Detroit got in the playoffs. But the Rams didn't do their part of the bargain. Now Detroit, they find out their season is done just before their Sunday night football game. Oh, well, they go out there and get a nice win. 21-16. Over the Packers at Lambeau Field. If the Packers had won, Seattle would not be in the playoffs and it would be Green Bay instead. But Detroit went in there and they got stuff done. Jamal Williams now has more yards in a regular season than what Barry Sanders of the 1990s ever had in one season with Detroit. And we thought Barry, I mean, Lions fans of that day thought Barry was like thebomb.com. I mean, they thought he was like the best of the best. You know, thebomb.com might not have been so much the thing back in 1991, because back then the internet wasn't the hugest thing yet. But maybe they thought he was groovy. Maybe they thought he was... I mean, I was only two in 91 season, so... Don't know for sure. But he was... But this being what they were able to accomplish this season in the last 10 games, after starting 1-6, winning 5 of 6 division games, 5 out of 6. That's pretty good, man, to win 5 of your 6 division games. It would be wonderful for us to re-sign Jamal Williams, and we could use some help on the defense. But Aiden Hutchinson, he came up big for us this year. Lots of sacks. Or Jim Brandsaner would say it, lots of sack times. And our guy, he was great for us this year. Hoping for more great things from him next year. Next year, if they can do the right things with their draft picks, they have the 6th overall draft pick as a result of the trade to the Rams with Stafford. They get the 6th overall draft pick. And also, 19th away record this year. So they got 2 different first-round draft picks. And it could be nice to have another good quarterback to go with Goff. Goff isn't very mobile as far as he doesn't run the ball much. He went the last several games without throwing a single interception. Which was great. These Lions finished with a roar. And I love that. In a city, for a city that's been waiting for good sports news for a lot of years, this is good to see, because all 4 of our teams for too many years were all in the tank. In Detroit, no one has won a playoff game at either sport since 2013. Including the Pistons, Red Wings, Tigers. I mean, the Red Wings maybe in 2014, they won a couple. But with that exception, the Tigers haven't won a playoff game since 2013 or been in the playoffs since 2014. Lions, nope, not since 1991 have they won a playoff game. Pistons haven't won a playoff game since 2008. That's pretty wild, Donovan, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
So hopefully next year the Lions can not only make the playoffs, not only win the NFC North, but even win a playoff game. They've only won 1 playoff game in the Super Bowl era in 1991 against the Cowboys. 1 playoff game. 1. Hopefully next year with the group that they're really trying to put together can change that. Because if you're a Detroit Lions fan, you have reason to be happy. Proud of what they did the last 10 games, even though they didn't make the postseason. I mean, it's been great to watch them grow. Really has. Looking forward for some great Sundays next fall, come September, to enjoy Lions football on the radio. Even better on the screen with me being able to see you. But we saw them awesome. It's been great. And it's, to me, it's great to be able to talk for our big sports town, Michigan, Detroit, about this great news in a city that on a sports front has been hoping for great sports news for a long time. And we do have a college football game tonight, though, and we have the big one, and that game that I'm referring to tonight is TCU versus Georgia. I think it's going to be a Georgia win. My honest prediction, old Georgia Pine, 34. Horny Frogs, 27. All right, folks, until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody.